Mr. Speaker, for years, the United States has used drones to track terrorists overseas, catch outlaws along the border, and other lawful purposes. But now thousands of drones are headed to the homeland. The FAA plans to allow expanded use of drones to operate nationwide by the year 2015. It is estimated by 2020, 30,000 of them will be flying in American skies. Yes, Mr. Speaker, the drones are coming. Who will operate these drones and what will be their mission? Could it be a suspicious government agent who thinks someone looks kind of funny? The EPA bureaucrat to monitor somebody's farm and watch Bessie the cow graze in the pasture? Or a nosy neighbor who wants to make sure someone's shutters are pretty and the flowers don't violate the homeowners association rules? Or could it be a legitimate and lawful and legal purpose of drones that doesn't violate the right of privacy? These are the kind of situations Americans face as we enter this uncharted and unprecedented world of drone technology. Congress has the legal obligation to ensure that the Fourth Amendment rights of private citizens are protected in this new drone world. You see, Mr. Speaker, the Fourth Amendment says this: the right of people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. No warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Fourth Amendment limits government intrusion into our lives. The Constitution limits eavesdropping, snooping, and spying on American citizens. And while there are some legitimate uses for drones domestically, such as monitoring forest fires and floods and hurricanes, tracking an escaped bank robber, and other law enforcement uses, it's up to Congress to limit their use so that the Fourth Amendment and the right of privacy are protected. That's why I am introducing the Preserving American Privacy Act. Now is the time for Congress to act, not in 2015. With the increased technology of surveillance, Congress has to be proactive in controlling drone use to law enforcement and also protecting civilians from the private use of drones. This bill will ensure the privacy of private citizens, that it is protected by establishing guidelines about when and what purposes law enforcement agencies and private citizens and businesses can use drones.